fighting around Ypres would flicker on until the 22nd of November, the date chosen by the official historians to denote the first battle's termination. The British survivors, whose unwounded numbers were less than half of the 160,000 which the BEF had sent to France, were by then digging to solidify the line their desperate resistance over the preceding 5 weeks had established in the face of the enemy. The French, too, were digging in to secure the territory for which they had fought both north and south of the city. At best, the line ran a little more than 5 miles to the eastward. Elsewhere, it stood much closer.